We are continuing our journey through Perek Chelek. We're now in Daf Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis, about 10 lines from the bottom. Amar Rav, Rav said, Kolo kol akitzim, all of the ends, the times when Mashiach should become, it's done. V'nei davar tolei ela b'tshuva ma'asim tovim. All we need is tshuva and ma'asim tovim, repentance and good deeds, so that in order to bring about Mashiach. L'shvul bar, dayala ovel shiyahu and bavlo. It's enough for the mourner to stand in his avelos in this morning. Rashi has two different opinions who the Avel is. Is it HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is it God? Or is it Klal Yisrael? But this is a major machlokes between Rav and Shmuel as to whether tshuva is a prerequisite for gula, for redemption. Rav says, you need tshuva and masim tovim. Shmuel says, no, at some point, even without tshuva and masim tovim, the gula will come. And this is Kit Tanoi. This is like a machlokes Tanoi between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Because Rabbi Lezer, Omer Im Yisrael, Osim Tshuva Nigalim. If the Jewish people do tshuva, they will be redeemed. If not, they won't be redeemed. Amar le Rabbi Yeshua. Yeshua says, "Yemei no sim tshuva in igalim." Is that true that if they don't do tshuva, they won't be redeemed? Ella Kadosh Baruch Hu ma'amid lahem melech shekzeros of kashos kahaman. Yisrael sim tshuva machzir lamuta. But rather, what will happen if they don't do tshuva willingly? Shem will appoint a king whose decrees will be so harsh, like the decrees of Haman, and because of the fear and dread that will fall upon the Jewish people, they will do tshuva, they will repent meyir out of fear, and they will return to the good, and then the redemption will come. So it seems that Rav and Shmuel will debate whether you need tshuva, at least tshuva seemingly me'ava. They seem to say this is like a machlos tanaim. Seems that both hold, both Rabbi Lezer and Rishu hold, you need some sort of tshuva, but Rabbi Lezer says it has to be like tshuva, willing tshuva, and Rabbi Yeshua says that God's going to force to do tshuva through suffering. The Rambam does say, and because tshuva perek zayin halacha hey, that ein yisrael nigalim ela b'tshuva, that we will only be redeemed with teshuva, and the kovetz al yad hilchos tshuva, the kovetz al yad, that's a commentary. Because tshuva says cites our Gemara as the source for this position. In any case, now the Gemara is going to discuss the debate between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua. Tani idach, another brisa said, Rabbi Lezer says, Im Yisrael Shim Tshuva Nigalim, that if the Jewish people repent, then they will be redeemed. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Shuvu Banim Shovavim Erpam Yishuvu Seichab, return wayward sons, I will heal you, and you will return with redemption. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Yeshua is back to him. I look for now, doesn't the pasuk say, Chinam Nim Kartem, V'lo B'kasav Tiko Elu. What does that mean? Chinam Nim Kartem, you have been sold for nothing. Be'o Barus Kochavim. You basically sold yourself for something that doesn't provide any profit for you. And v'lo b'kesef tigoyle, you won't be redeemed with lo b'tshuva and lo masim tovim. Kesef here refers to tshuva and masim tovim. You're not going to be redeemed with tshuva and masim tovim. It means even without tshuva, Jewish people will be redeemed. Amar la Rabbi Shuv, but Lazar says back to Rabbi Shuv, look for Debar. Shuva elai v'ashuva elecha. Doesn't the pasuk say in Malachi that return to me and I'll return to you? It indicates a requirement of teshuva. Avalei Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says back to v'alok v'adabar. Doesn't the pasuk say ki anochi ba'alti b'chem? I took bailus over you. I took ownership over you. V'lakachti eschem, and I took you echa meir ushnayim mimashpacha, one from this city, two from that family. V'evisi eschem tzion. I brought you back to tzion, even without teshuva. Yeah, but I got another pasuk. Look far now. The pasuk says, "Beshuva v'nachas tivo sheyud," with teshuva and nachas pleasantness, you will be saved. Need teshuva. Amar the Lord Rabbi Yeshua. Yeshua said to Rabbi Lezer, "But look far now. Doesn't the pasuk say, Kol Mar Hashem Goy Yisrael Kedosho, Libzo Nefesh V'lim Sa'iv Goy Le'Eved Moshlim Melachim Yiru V'Kamu Sarim V'Yishtachavu." So he said the pasuk says in Yeshayahu that Hashem said, "Redeemer of Yisrael, His Holiness." So to those who are disgraceful and abominable with sins in their hands, they will also be redeemed, because of the past, because even these people who are a bizayon, the kings will see and they'll get, the officers will bow down to them. So even without teshuva, Amar Rav Lezer says, "Well, kvar never." Doesn't the pasuk say, "Im tashuv yisrael nu mashem elai tashuv"? If Jewish people want to return, then they can return. There could be gula. Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua. Yeshua says, "But halok far never." Doesn't the pasuk say, "Veshma so ish levush habadim"? I saw a man who was wearing linen, shemi malam imi hayor, which was above the rivers of the waters of the river. Vayarim Yumino Smol El Shemaim, he raised his right hand, his left hand to the heavens. Vayishav B'chel Olam, he swore by the life of the world. Kila Moed Moedim V'chetzi, that in some period of time, Moed Moedim V'chetzi, a time, times and a half, Uchalos Napetz Yad, and when they'll be gone, the scattering, the strength of the Jewish people will be gone, that's scattered all over. Am Kodesh Tichlena Kolela. So at this point, that the all of these sorrows, all these calamities will be finished for this nation. So Vishasakar Belazar. Belazar apparently, when he heard this proof, he accepted Rabbi Yeshua's position that even if we don't do tshuva, there still will be redemption. What it seems, again, is we need to do tshuva me'ava and not tshuva me'yira. Even Rabbi Yeshua says, at least from his first source, that Hashem is going to redeem us, but he's going to force us to do tshuva. He's going to put us in a situation. It's almost as if, so why is that? Why do we need tshuva me'ava? So the Baruch Tam writes that you need tshuva me'ava in order to raise chil Hashem. When we commit a sin, it's not just the sin itself that we have to atone for, but also the impact. So we need the tshuva me'ava. The Bechor Shor says something similar, that that at the end of the day, if we do tshuva me'ava, then it's sort of like right now we are sort of divorced from God because we've been unfaithful. But tshuva me'ava turns the sin into a mitzvah if we do tshuva me'ava, a growth experience. So then, even though we're unfaithful, we can still remain with Hashem. That's Rabbi Lezer's opinion. Rabbi Yeshua says no, that it's not so, that us being unfaithful is not so bad. I mean, it's bad, but it doesn't distance ourselves too much. It's only, quote-unquote, a lav, like a prohibition. He compares this to someone who's remarrying a woman, so who he got divorced from. So he said to be machzer grusha, after we've been unfaithful, it's only an iser lav, it's only rabbinic, it's only a prohibition. And the ase is dochalotze, the ase of tshuva, even tshuva meyira, can override the lotase. In other words, Rabbi Lezer takes this unfaithfulness to be much more serious, and therefore you need a much more serious tshuva. But Yoel Moshe, the Satmar Rav, discusses the three shavuos, the famous three oaths, that we're not allowed to bring about Mashiach, we're not allowed to return to Eretz Yisrael to create independence. And in this context, where he says we cannot actively bring about Gula, he also writes that the Gula must come with Teshuvah. And he says, he asks a question, he said, I understand. The Rambam here seems to say that you need to do Teshuvah. But he's passing like Rav and Rav Eliezer. He says, that's very strange. You normally follow Shmuel and Rabbi Yoshua. And that's the standard. And he says there's really two different times of Teshuvah. There's a time of Teshuvah that's before Mashiach. So this, perhaps, he passes like Shmuel and Rabbi Yeshua. That's the whole debate. That's what's going on here. Before Mashiach comes, there will be some return, even if we don't do Teshuvah. But the second stage of redemption, like Kibbutz Galus, gathering of the exiles, will only come with Teshuvah. That's what the Rambam is discussing. The Ein Eliyahu also writes that there's another Gemara which says that Rabbi Lezer says that the Geula will take place in Tishrei. And Rabbi Lezer says, and Rabbi Yoshua says, the Gula will take place in Nisan, which makes sense because Rabbi Lezer holds that you need a full teshuva in order to achieve Gula. So the teshuva takes place in Tishrei. Whereas Rabbi Yoshua says, no, it's not about teshuva necessarily. It could even take place in Nisan when the Bnei Yisrael were redeemed, even without doing teshuva. The Machzeh Ephraim, he points out that each side brings four different proofs. And they're really debating about four different types of sin. First, a sin without any benefit. And then, Rabbi Eliezer brought a proof that you don't need teshuvah, that you need teshuvah for that. And then Rabbi Yeshua responded to him for the pasuk saying, no, even a sin without a benefit, you can even do without teshuvah. And then the next source that they brought, he thought it was dealing with a sin with benefit, or maybe tshuva won't work, and Rabbi Yeshua brought a pasuk for that. And then the third source has to do with a sin against another Jew. And Rabbi Lezer says, maybe this, you need real tshuva. And Rabbi Yeshua brought a pasuk, say, no, you don't. And then finally, Chilul Shabbos, which is most severe. And he thought maybe with this you need real tshuva. And Rabbi Yoshua said, no, he brought a pasuk. So even with such a serious sin, you also don't need teshuva. And that was enough for Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara then talks about different stages for which there will be, where you know the gula is coming. Amar Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Abba says, Ein lecha keitz megula mizeh. There's no clear proof or sign that the end is near. Than this, Shenemar the pasuk says in Yecheskel, "Vatem harei Yisrael ant pechem titenu per yechem tisul amei Yisrael," that the Eretz Yisrael will start blooming and giving forth its fruit with a bounty. That's a sign that Gula is coming, and that's the Mashiach. And it happens to be that for thousands of years, when the Jewish people, after their exile, the land didn't grow anything. And only once the Zionists came back, the end of the 19th century, beginning of the 20th century, did the land begin to blossom. So this pasuk is, this line is cited a lot in the Gemara, a sign a lot for those who hold that the stage we're in now is the beginning of the redemption, because the land is blossoming. Rabbi Lozer says, Af mizeh, even for this pasuk, Shenemar, so at this time before the Gula, there won't be anyone who's being hired out for money, because there's not going to be any peace from the enemy. It's going to be a very difficult time financially. And the Gemara says, "My layotiv alaba in shalom minatzar." What does it mean that there, to the coming and going, there won't be any peace from the adversary? Rabbi says, "Aftim rechachavim, even Torah scholars shikasu behem shalom, that's written about them shalom peace. Tichsiv shalom rav alo beisol zecha in shalom minatzar. There won't be peace at that time because of the calamities." Ushmul amar Shmuel says, "Actually, you call Hashem kulam shkuli." No, it means that the price of everything will be equal. Everything will be cheap, and there's. Everything will be so inexpensive. So this Rashi says that everything's going to be very cheap. There's going to be plenty then, and then Mashiach's going to come. So one explanation is that there's going to be a lot of plenty. There's going to be a lot of grain. Rashi makes another explanation. This could be everything's going to be expensive. So different explanations of what this means. Amr Chanin Amar Ein Ben David Barachi Spakeish Dag Lachola. The Mashiach's not going to come until people are going to search for a fish for a sick person to heal him. Like I say, we won't find him. Shneur, as the pasuk says, Oz Ashkim Mehem and Arosam Keshem and Olich, that all the waters will be thick and like oil. Because of that, the fish won't come and go in the trap. And exceeding the pasuk says, Biyomu Atzmiach Keren Leves Yisrael. At that time, the Geula will come. So, this fish metaphor, the Chassam Sofer says Jews are like fish, just like fish are in water and can't leave, and because the water is the Torah, so too Jews cannot live without Torah. And the Imot of Mashiach, we're to search for a bed Torah, fish in the water to heal the world, but we won't find it. Omer Rav Chama Bar Chanina, Ein Ben David Ba Ad Shetich LeMachus Hazol B'Yisrael. The Mashiach won't come until the even small minor types of leadership won't exist among the Jewish people. Shneur, pasuk says, "V'charis hazatzlim b'maz meirot." The small branches of the vine, the small plantings, they'll be cut down. Uksi basrei, and the pasuk then says right after that, "Ba'esahui." And that time, Yuval Shal Hashem tzvokos am mushach morot. That time, the gula is going to come, and the nations will bring presents to God, the people, Am Yisrael. They're going to pull the presents from here and there, and they're going to pull out their hair. Okay. Amar Ziri says, Amar Chanina and Ben David Ba Ad Sheyichlu Gasei Aruch. Mashiach is not going to come until the arrogant people are no more. Mi Yisrael, there are no more arrogant people among the Jews. Shneimar Ki Oz Asir Mikirecha Alizei Gavaseich. Once I remove the arrogant people from you, we'll see. In the pasuk says, Vishatu Bikirech Am Ani Vadal. I'm going to leave for you an impoverished people. Vechasu B'Shem Hashem, and then they're going to take shelter with the name of Hashem. And Amar Rav Simloi, Mishum Rav Lozer Rav Shimon, Ein Ben David Bad, Sheyichle Kol Shoftim V'Sholtrim Yisrael. So he says that Mashiach is not going to come until all the judges will be gone. Shneimar the pasuk says, Vashiva Yodi V'Tzrof Alayach V'Tzrof Kabor Sigaya. I'm going to turn my hand upon you, and I will shape like this, like the detergent, you know, refines you with from your impurities. And then Vashiva Shoftach, then I'm going to return your judges. So I think a lot of these sources seem to reflect an impoverished state. And there's ones where it's so bad, then Gula is going to come. And some of these sources perhaps reflect tshuva, like we're not going to be arrogant anymore, or like when there are no more judges, and then does that mean we're going to be humbled, and then we're going to come close to God, or is this simply when we're in such a bad state, then Hashem is going to redeem us? These different sources might reflect the debate between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua as to, is Mashiach coming because of our tshuva, or is it coming because, even without tshuva, when the situation is so bad, that Hashem is just going to bring about the geula?